And after that Judah spake to Jacob his father, and said unto him, Bend thy bow, father, and send forth thy arrows, and cast down the adversary, and slay the enemy, and mayst thou have the power, for we shall not slay thy brother, for he is such as thou, and he is like thee. Let us give him this honor. Then Jacob bent his bow, and sent forth the arrow, and struck Esau his brother on his right breast, and slew him. And again he sent forth an arrow, and struck Aderon the Aramean on the left breast, and drove him backward, and slew him. And then went forth the sons of Jacob, they and their servants, dividing themselves into companies on the four sides of the tower. And Judah went forth in front, and Naphtali and Gad with him, and 50 servants with him, on the south side of the tower. And they slew all they found before them, and not one individual of them escaped. And Levi and Dan and Asher went forth on the east side of the tower, and 50 men with them, and they slew the fighting men of Moab and Ammon. And Reuben and Issachar and Zebulun went forth on the north side of the tower, and 50 men with them, and they slew the fighting men of the Philistines. And Simeon and Benjamin and Enoch, Reuben's son, went forth on the west side of the tower, and 50 men with them, and they slew of Edom and of the Horites 400 men, stout warriors, and 600 fled, and 4 of the sons of Esau fled with them, and left their father lying slain, as he had fallen on the hill which is in Adoram. And the sons of Jacob pursued after them to the mountains of Seir. And Jacob buried his brother on the hill which is in Adoram, and he returned to his house. And the sons of Jacob pressed hard upon the sons of Esau in the mountains of Seir, and bowed their necks, so that they became servants of the sons of Jacob. And they sent to their father to inquire whether they should make peace with them or slay them. And Jacob sent word to his sons that they should make peace, and they made peace with them, and placed the yoke of servitude upon them, so that they paid tribute to Jacob and to his sons always. And they continued to pay tribute to Jacob until the day that he went down into Egypt. And the sons of Edom have not got quit of the yoke of servitude which the 12 sons of Jacob had imposed on them until this day. And these are the kings that reigned in Edom before there reigned any king over the children of Israel in the land of Edom. And Balak the son of Beor reigned in Edom, and the name of his city was Dinhabah. And Balak died, and Jobur the son of Zorah of Bozer reigned in his stead. And Jobar died, and Asam of the land of Teman reigned in his stead. And Asam died, and Adath, the son of Barad, who slew Midian in the field of Moab, reigned in his stead, and the name of his city was Avith. And Adath died, and Salman, from Amasekah, reigned 21-22 in his stead, and Salman died, and Saul of Raboth by the river reigned in his stead, and Saul died, and Baalunan, the son of Achbor, reigned in his stead, and Baalunan the son of Achbor died, and Adath reigned in his stead, and the name of his wife was Metabeth, the daughter of Matarat, the daughter of Metabedza. These are the kings who reigned in the land of Edom.